second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com or drjenniferdaniels.com. And I was reading my email, and somebody said that their grandfather died of prostate cancer at the age of 94.
I rest my case.
All righty. You were talking about factory farms, manure, and composting, and people used to use manure in their gardens. I mean, I did back in the 70s. I got some manure from the dairy farmer down the road, and it was wonderful. And I, you know, put it right into my soil, built up my soil. But it's different.
Yeah, nowadays it's quite... quite treacherous. It's gotten so bad, they started this thing called veganics, where you don't even use animal products in the compost. You compost plants in order to feed plants. Well, the problem with that is you can't get the nitrogen that you need, which is what the manure gives you. So the thing you have to do is, you know, really have very strict practices about composting and at what point you're going to use it for vegetables. But the bottom line is, if people understood how really important this was, if people understood that they could save themselves $3,000 a month in health insurance premiums if they would simply locate somebody nearby who was growing food responsibly and make arrangements to get that food, then they would do it. But they don't make that connection because the connection is too tenuous, that linkage is never made for them. But really, it's costing the average citizen in the United States there about $2,000 to $5,000 a month by not making sure their meat comes from a place free of these chemicals. And the
right.
Same with their vegetables. Yeah.
And of course, local governments and state governments are going after some of these people who are growing responsible food and then sharing it with different groups of people, and they arrest
That's right. I don't know what we can do about that, except, and I think about that the other day, is that if people understood how important that was and how these people who are raising maybe raw milk or whatever they're raising, that whenever any government action occurs, people need to really show up any way they can, whether it's making a donation, whether it's physically demonstrating, whether it's organizing a boycott of all grocery stores for 1 week. Most grocery stores, if they lost a week's worth of revenue, would go out of business, by the way.
Indeed.
So something like that, just to show your dissatisfaction, because then what's going to happen? If you organize, say, a boycott of all grocery stores for a week in your particular area, they have clout with your representatives. You don't. And they will get the word to the senator or someone and say, whoa, 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 you can't do this. You got to find another way.
Right. Oh, goodness, yes.
There
was a gentleman up in Wisconsin that just had a week-long court trial with a jury. And
yeah.
This was a fellow with 10 children. He is a Quaker. And they arrested him. And it was just awful. Just terrible. Anyway, we have a break coming up. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors. The jury only convicted him of one thing, or they only had one thing. He was only guilty on one charge, and I don't know whether he's going to have to face jail time or what, but he was going to have to face 30 months in jail plus a $10,000 fine. Just absolutely terrible. All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment, like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her websites are vitalitycapsules.com and drjenniferdaniels.com. And yes, they are arresting people that that are growing food to share with other people. And that is just such a crime. And it'll be and people are not supporting these farmers, as they should. Although I do know that this gentleman up in Wisconsin had a whole group of people come up there that stayed for his trial.
The only thing people need to understand is what a trial is and what the duty of the jury is. I used to think it was the duty of the jury to judge the innocence or guilt of the accused. That's what I used to think. But I've been doing a lot of reading about this, so I'm not comfortable with that notion. And so there's a new thought that I came across that I kind of like. It's really the duty of the jury to judge the validity of the law. And so if the jury disagrees with the law, it's their duty to nullify that law with jury nullification. In other words, the instructions from the judge are irrelevant. The jury is not bound by the instructions from the judge.
Indeed. They can vote any way they want.
Huh? Exactly, and that's the problem. And that's why they found this guy guilty of even one thing, which they should not have done. They should have said, wait a minute, we're human beings. We have freedoms in this country. We should not be bound by any law that prohibits someone from growing and selling milk, especially when no one's died. So, you know. And by the way, that is how the Salem witch trial stopped, by the way, jury nullification. That's why in America, we only burned like 100 women at the stakes, 100 witches. because we had jury nullification. The jury said, forget it, get out of here. We're not, no conviction here. In Europe, they did not have that kind of jury process going on, and they burned thousands of women at the stake for being witches.
Wow.
So jury nullification is extremely important. It has an important place in our history in the United States as a country. And if it were not for jury nullification, women would be burned at the stake to this very day for being witches.
Okay.
And this is the kind of information people need to know. And once they know this, it can give them more courage to act as jurors in a way that would be not only responsible but effective in restoring our liberties.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. We do have some callers lining up. Should we take a call?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you for having me on, Dr. Daniels. I have a question for you. You mentioned something about what they're doing as far as the meats that we eat and putting something into the animals that eventually end up in us that cannot get filtered out. My question was, is that if you are on a detox program every single day, would that help get that out of your system?
It depends on the detox program.
Okay, give you an example. How about hemp microplant powder?
Probably not. Those, what you're telling me is that you're going to eat your regular food and then take hemp plant microplant powder. What I usually recommend that people do, is, especially if you're looking at a prostate issue, I mean, that's what we're talking about. The key issue is processing your food. And so the key is you have to get on a totally unprocessed diet. You want some greens? Guess what? Go get some greens. You know, get some kale, get some collard greens, put them in a blender, throw in an apple or something, make it palatable, down the hatch, and that's your detox. That's your chlorophyll detox. But buying powders and bottled prepared things is not the way to go. It's not going to solve this problem.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll keep that in mind.
All righty.
You're welcome.
All right.
And you really need to get off of processed foods altogether.
That's true.
I mean, you can't continue to eat eat bad food and then counteract that with some sort of a detox program.
Right. Now, I think we can't use a word like bad. I would prefer not to, because people don't understand what that means. I think a better word might be contaminated or poisoned food.
Okay.
What's come to my attention from being down here is I talk to a lot of different men. You know, they travel back and forth. And so this one guy, we were out on a motorcycle, and we drove out to the end of the peninsula, almost into the ocean, but we stopped just shy of that. And so we met this guy, and we started talking. He was an American. And he says, you know, whenever he goes back to America, his prostate swells up like mad. Oh, my God, he can barely pee. Then he comes back down here, and everything clears up. And what's happening, and so that really triggers something in my mind, is why did these guys show up? Why did they go to the doctor in the first place? Answer, because they can't pee, because they're getting up all night to pee. And why are they getting up all night to pee? Because the food makers have poisoned the food, which causes them to not be able to pee, drives them to the doctor where they can be sold this deadly therapy for a non-deadly condition.
Oh, okay.
So the caller and other men here, they need to realize this is a whole sequence. This is like a five-step process that they're being subjected to. And the first step is when they eat packaged foods, especially anything in a bottle, because everything in a bottle has to be pasteurized, number one, which decreases your nutrition, but two, it has potassium sorbate or sodium benzoate as a preservative. And those two things just, you know, you've bought the farm pretty much. You know, your prostate's going to swell, you're going to have problems. Now, maybe it's not the sodium benzoate, maybe it's not the potassium sorbate, maybe it's something else that goes in there with them. But once you get into these chemicals that tend to appear in bottled or canned foods, that's it. You're going to be in the urologist's office, and he's going to have some pretty bad news for you.
All righty. Okay, so let's take another call. Let's take Wes in Idaho, and let's stay on topic. Wes, welcome to the program.
Was an acceptable topic battle or differences between men and women? I wanted to bring up the subject of a guy named Warren Farrell and the fact that he was voted on the board of directors of the organization called National Organization for Women. 3 times they recognized him as a good guy. Well, after he had gone around a couple of years speaking against men and for feminism, he realized that he wasn't helping the situation. The situation should be that we had to help men understand women and women to understand men. So he wrote this book called The Myth of Male Power. That's what I wanted to point out. He points out that there was a reason years ago when they had job preference to the male because they wanted to make the male the breadwinner for a family. Another is, for instance, that, oh yes, men make more money than women, but guess what? Women spend more money and actually have accrued wealth greater than men because the women so often outlive the man. But all of medical profession, medical mafia is against both men and women. Myself, every time I go to see my neurologist, she tries to get me on a $50,000 a year multiple sclerosis drug every time. And I'm sorry. I don't want your $50,000 a year drug that does not cure, that is going to harm me, I'm sure. But that was what I wanted to comment on. That's a great book, Myth of Male Power by Warren Farrell.
Well, thank you, Wes.
Go to the next caller, please.
Thank you so much, Wes. A caller off air mentioned an organization called Fully Informed Jury Association. That's FIJA. And so that's probably a good website to go to. Did you want to say anything about Wes's phone call?
Yeah, I did. I wanted to say that I agree with him that the challenge is getting men and women to understand each other and work together. The big plan is to separate men and women so each one can be thoroughly exploited by industry and by the medical industrial complex. And so what men and women need to understand is this is the game of the strategy that's being employed to destroy both of them by separating them. And they need to make up their mind they're not going to be part of it.
Indeed. All righty. Let's take another caller. Let's take Richard in Washington. Richard, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. And I'm going to tell Dr. Daniels I'm going to leave my number. The board operator, if she wants to get a hold of me. But basically, we have to understand there's no judicial courts in America, and there's not been any judicial courts since 1789. We now have administrative hearings that are run for the debt system that we've in. And secondarily, we have to define what is food. Food is something that grows out of the ground or fed to animals, and we eat the animals because we are carnivores, and the herbivores eat the things coming out of the ground. And unless we eat those things that are pristine coming out of the ground or through the ground, they're not food. The things that are packaged and processed are not foods. They're just drugs that are given us. And you have to study the works of Weston Price and Francis Pottinger, and you can find out exactly how that framework of being retrained as to what food is actually bringing down the system.
All righty. Well, thank you for your phone call, Richard. We'll be right back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com or drjenniferdaniels.com. If you have questions, relevant questions, you may call in at 800-313-9443. Did you want to say anything in response to Richard's phone call?
Well, I wanted to say that, yes, we don't have three branches of government. The judicial branch is appointed by the executive branch. The executive branch also gives administrative educational conferences telling judges how to rule. And judges that don't go by that are disbarred, are removed from the bench. And so we do not have a situation where judges are permitted to make judgments that are in favor of actually the citizens. But I think jury nullification at this point is really the only thing we have left in our quiver in terms of the judicial system.
So it's pretty much just like the protocols that all physicians have to follow in order to stay in practice and agree with
Absolutely.
The pharmaceutical industry. Okay.
That's right. That's right.
All righty. Okay. We will take your calls at 800-313-9443. We don't have anybody in line right now. But,
oh, okay. I can say I have more stuff to say, talk about.
Oh, please. Please.
I wanted to say the issue of food really cannot be stressed enough. That is the point where most men are trapped and are put on a road where they are led to the doctor because they're just suffering so much. So what they do need to do is eat real food, plain food. And I do have a set of cookbooks, Recipes for Healing. They're available at my site. And that would be a good place for a guy to start. They're one-pot meals, nothing complicated, so you don't have to get married first before you can use the cookbooks.
Oh, goodness. Well, I think we have a lot of men that listen to our program that do their own cooking.
Oh, great. And this is right down their alley. And it's the thing is, it's so, so seductive and so subtle. Something as simple as soy sauce, for Christ's sake. You know, people don't know that it has wheat in it, is in the soy sauce.
Right.
People don't know it's made from soybeans, which could be GMO. So there's all kinds of ways they catch you. It got to the point where I actually stopped using soy sauce and don't even have it in the house. And all these sauces that guys use, you know, there's the steak sauce, the this sauce, the that sauce, and how a lot of it is now laced with chemicals. And so men have to find different sauces.
Right. Yeah, soy sauce. Just the name would turn me off. And as you say, it does have wheat in it. If you're gluten-free, then you shouldn't be eating it. And I think most people should be gluten-free or wheat-free because of the change in the wheat over the last several years.
Yeah, that is definitely true. Now, do I need to talk about different types of therapy for prostate cancer to help convince anyone to say no to them?
Yeah, do that.
Oh, okay. Now, one thing that's mentioned is the concept of radiation. There's two types of radiation. One is external beam radiation, where they shoot the beam through your skin to the prostate gland itself. I mean, obviously, there's possibility for damage along the stream of the radiation beam. But even more than that, now they're tending towards implanting radioactive seeds in the person's, in the poor man's prostate. Side effects, of the radiation can include painful urination, frequent urination, which is what you were upset about in the first place, urgent urination, that means wetting your pants because you don't get to the bathroom in time, as well as rectal symptoms, such as loose stools or pain when passing your stools, erectile dysfunction, more business for Cialis and Viagra, and a small risk of radiation causing another form of cancer, such as bladder cancer or rectal cancer in the future. So you take a non-deadly cancer, prostate cancer, you get treated with radiation, and you take on the risk of a deadly cancer, like bladder cancer or rectal cancer.
Wow.
And,
go ahead.
This is really something, because these guys are also exchanging a horrible sex life for what might have been maybe a satisfactory sex life before.
Right.
But they're exchanging pain, impotence, and misery for what previously might have been a thoroughly acceptable sex life.
Right. Definitely. Well, getting back to wheat and some of the things that are in soy sauce, one guest told me a couple of years ago, if you have to read the label, you shouldn't be buying the food, because you shouldn't buy food that has a label.
Yeah, I would say not only if you have to read the label, but if it has a label, and if the label has more than one ingredient. Sometimes they have to label food, it's the law. But
sure.
If it has more than one ingredient, you just need to put it right there on the shelf.
Right, or if you can't pronounce it and don't know what it is, definitely you cannot.
Don't even bother to get educated. But again, if it has more than one ingredient, this is the problem. A lot of ingredients they don't need to put on the label because they convinced the government, or they got the government to say it's not enough of it or whatever. So
sure. All righty, we are going to a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her websites are vitalitycapsules.com and drjenniferdaniels.com. We do have some callers, and we also have a question from the chat room. Do you think that cayenne is a healthy food or medicine?
I think the cayenne is extremely powerful and effective medicine, like all medicines. You know, there are times when it's a good thing and times when it's not a good thing.
Okay. And so people just have to figure out...
Yeah, it definitely belongs in your medicine chest, for sure.
Okay. And not just the kind from the store.
You know, it's like a lot of things in life. Sometimes bad stuff is better than no stuff. So even the stuff, the cayenne from the store is helpful for healing. And you go in the kitchen section and you buy the cayenne pepper in bulk in the kitchen section, that one-pound container, that stuff's pretty powerful.
Okay. And what would you use that for? For hemorrhoids or digestive issues at all?
What I find is really nice to have it on hand for is when you have chest pain and you're thinking of going to the emergency room, just take a tablespoon of that pepper, put it in about... Oh, a quarter cup of vinegar, swirl around, just leave it on the shelf. And if you have an emergency, just shake it up and guzzle it down.
Ah.
And it can save you $20,000.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
All righty. Let's take a phone call. Let's take Steve in Colorado. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Great show.
Thank you.
I think there's like two topics I'd like to talk about. Well, one is about my health. I notice when I go out to eat or just eat certain products, and I do actually eat better than probably most of my family, but most of my diet is probably organic when I'm home, but when I'm not, you know, it's pretty hard. But when I go to the bathroom, it's just very painful. And I notice I get more of that if it's certain types of chicken, or I don't even eat red meat products anymore. I can't even go near it. But, you know, that's one thing I'd like to just mention. And there's another thing. Have you guys ever heard of the original 13th Amendment?
That's not relevant to the program.
Yeah, I know, because the other part, you guys are talking, in a way it is, because you guys are talking about...
Well, not really. Not really. The 13th Amendment really isn't relevant.
Well, let's talk about this organic stuff, eating organic at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You know, when I first got started with stuff in the 90s, I used to tell everyone, eat organic. But in preparation for my radio shows, I want to talk more about organic. I went and actually read the organic legislation. In other words, what do you have to do in order to get the organic designation from the United States Organic Agency? And it reads something like this. You have to not have any GMOs in the food unless, of course, you do.
Right.
You have to raise the food without pesticides unless, of course, it has pesticides. You get my drift. So the organic
but now
label...
We have Monsanto, though. So you don't
exactly.
Know.
See, so
right.
No, this is, we're not even talking about GMOs. Or we can talk about that. It's also in there. It says organic means non-GMO unless, of course, there's GMO in there. So the whole act, when you read the Organic Act that's now being used, it's meaningless. They have a list of chemicals that the farmers are able to use. They basically take an agribusiness and redefined it as organic. So what I'm trying to say is if you're eating organic at home, chances are you're not really eating organic at home. And the fact that you're having pain, when you void is another suggestion that you're not really eating organic at home. And when I say not really eating organic, what I'm saying is there's deceptive labeling going on here. So now what I tell people is eat out of your backyard or someone else's. And the organic label just doesn't have you can't really put the confidence in it that you used to. Now, just in case that doesn't convince you, the government itself has actually done research, and they've tested organic food versus non-organic food, they said vegetables, for pesticide residues. And the organic foods have anywhere from one-third to two-thirds the pesticide residues as the non-organic. That's pretty disappointing. So really, by paying two or three times as much, you're still getting one to two-thirds as much of the chemicals.
And
the organic label is not something you can rely on.
I didn't mean to interrupt before. That's the whole thing now. It just makes it more upsetting to realize that here you think you're getting a better quality food, like so much better, and you're paying... I mean, you're really paying a lot of money. A lot of people can't do it. And it's just, you're right. You know what? You're so 100% right. It's to do it in the backyard. You know, that's it. That's the real way to do it. My friends have been pushing me to do it that way. But some people, it's not easy to do it. You know, just get out there and, you know, and just do it. So,
sure.
But thanks for the information. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Steve.
I did that for many years. I went out in that backyard. I mean, I worked my 11 hours practicing medicine, doing my part-time jobs, and I'd be out there, the moon was up, and I'm weeding. I don't recommend that. What I did that really worked was I planted trees. And if you plant trees, you got to plant trees that grow where you are and that don't require any help. I was in a very cold, harsh environment, Syracuse, New York, so I planted Juneberry trees. And Juneberry trees, they take a beating. They like the rocky soil. The worse soil, the better, and they give wonderful berries. And what you can do is have an agreement with your neighbors. They pick it, split with you, and you're done. So wherever you are, there's going to be some trees you can plant, like maybe chestnut trees or horse chestnuts. You can get your starches there. Some tree you can plant, get an arrangement with someone else. They pick them and split them with you, and you're done. So don't make work for yourself, because everyone's got just so much work to do already, and that's part of the problem. You know, taxes are so high, you've got to work even more just to get by. And so people don't have the time that they need to have to take care of their food. But that's one way I found that really helps a lot.
All righty. Thank you, Steve, for your phone call. Let's take Greg in California. Greg, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Morning, Dr. Daniels. Good morning. Boy, good morning. This is a great show for Bill Clinton, right, Deanna?
Sure.
Anyway, Dr. Daniels, do you know Dr. Rebecca Carley? Do you know of her? Or
yes, I do. Yes, yes.
Do you talk to her at all?
Yes, we do.
Wonderful. Some great reservations about the VA. Now, do you have an opinion about whether or knowledge per se that they are sticking these microchips in any kind of vaccination or blood withdrawal? Do you have any knowledge about that at all? Because she doesn't trust them.
You know, I really would have to side with her. Now, Rebecca Carley is much more emotional than I am about the whole thing. I've put a lot of distance between myself. I've made a lot of peace. I've left the country. I'm pretty much relaxed. Having said that, I don't submit to blood tests or vaccines.
Well,
the doctor told me he needed a blood test to save my life. I tell him I'll take a pass on it. So what I'm trying to tell you is I don't trust it at all, not one bit. I'll give you an example. In Syracuse, New York, they were doing a test, a research study for diabetics. And they're trying to decide, this is what the study said, they're trying to decide if a certain type of medication was going to be helpful for diabetics. And so diabetics volunteered for this study. It turned out what they were really testing was a chemical that they laced the needles with. And so everyone in the study had to use the insulin syringes provided by the study. And so the people in the study thought they were being checked on their response to diabetic therapy, when really they were being tested for their reactions and toxicity of this chemical that was laced in the needles. So anytime you submit to a needle for any purpose, I don't care what it is, you have absolutely no control over what's going in your body. You don't know what's going in your body. And I'll tell you this, your doctor doesn't even know what's going in your body. He knows what he wrote the order for, but he doesn't know what's going in your body.
Either. The lab doesn't know either, right?
Well, the lab is the other end. The lab just tests the blood. When I say doesn't know what's going in your body, there's another area of the hospital, that the pharmacy, that dispenses all this equipment. And they have their instructions, orders from headquarters, and that's what you get. You don't get what the doctor orders. Even if let's just say the doctor only orders the right stuff. The chances of you getting what your doctor orders, again, this is why I left the hospital. I said, no. Chances of you getting what your doctor orders are somewhere less than 50%.
Okay, I'm a disabled vet and really can't afford to go generally all the time to a regular doctor, you know, which I'm trying to get ready to get a plan. But what I called about was the fact that I've got nowhere to go because of the money. I'm disabled, low income right now. But the point is, I need to go to get a blood test at the VA. Got nowhere to go because I don't want to pay the outside prices, just to check my PSA. Now, about 3 years ago, the last time I had a check, it went from 1.8 to 2.2. And that was like 3 years ago. I haven't had it checked. So what is the beginning alarm decibel that I should worry about PS or prostate? Is it four something or in the threes? When's the first alarming numbers?
Okay, so first of all, calm yourself down. Take a couple deep breaths. The higher your PSA, the better. Prostate cancer is a marker for longevity. Prostate cancer is a marker for longevity. So I don't see where you need to get any test at all.
Because I was worried about the microchip and the needle, because my doctor here, which, you know, I don't take drugs from them anymore. I haven't taken blood pressure in probably 5 years, 4 years. But I don't want to go back to VA for nothing except this test to check a staff.
No. You don't want to go back. If you don't trust them, you shouldn't go back. That's number one. Number two, if what you're going for is in any way related to the prostate, you can skip it.
I want to talk to you further. May I contact you and discuss this?
Yeah, you can just go to vitalitycapsules.com and click the contact us.
Okay, well, I don't have a computer. I have an email, though, that I can get your email from Deanna, if I may.
Greg?
Yes, ma'am.
Just re-listen to this program. Don't do any PSA.
Don't do anything
with the VA.
I wouldn't. No, they couldn't touch a knife, a biopsy. They couldn't get within 100 yards of me before I go to prison, probably. So my point is that I'm going to talk to you about this.
Okay.
So I appreciate that, Dr. Daniels, and I'll be talking to you a little bit, Deanna, with an email, and then you can give me Dr. Daniels' email, if I may.
Okay, but you don't want a PSA test. Just don't worry about it. And re-listen to this program.
Well, the trouble is they won't see me for anything else, just to get a first opinion.
You're lucky. Just don't go there. Stay away from them. You'd probably be better off. You'll live longer.
I understand that. It's just the money, Deanna. I don't have it to go to a regular doctor yet.
Well, then don't.
No, you don't have to go to a regular doctor either.
But Dr. Daniels, what country are you in?
Take your money, get a girlfriend, go have a good time.
Well, I'm working on that at the White House.
You go. That's the spirit. Good man. Good man.
It's in the cards.
There you go. That's absolutely.
What country are you in, Dr. Daniels?
Panama.
Oh, I see. All right.
Okay.
Well, I'll get a Greyhound bus ticket.
Okay.
But anyway, while we're talking
Thank you, Greg.
Yes.
All righty. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's take Kent from West Virginia. Kent, welcome to the program.
Yeah, I just had that PSA, that radiation seeding done a year ago in January. And I'll tell you the experience. I was getting the PSA done, and they were calling me, your PSA's high, your PSA's high, you know. And then at one point they gave me Cipro, and it came down, they thought it was prostatitis. Then continued to hover around the four range. And so I went to see the doctor, and one racket they're into is this Flomax.
Yes, that's right.
And I went in there, and first thing that they said was, well, lie down there and lower your belt. And they came in, and they did, a bladder scan or something. And they went out, and the doctor just marches in and said, we got three problems. And said, blah, 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 and said, you need this Flomax. And they just tripped over themselves just trying to get samples. And eventually I just told them I wasn't going to take it. Well, they said, well, you have to take it after a full meal, otherwise you fall. I said, I live by myself. I'm not going to take it and we'll fall over and crack my head or anything, you know. But I did succumb, you know. I did have the biopsy done, and it wasn't too bad. I mean, as far as I had been stung four times mowing the grass. And they said, this would be like a bee sting. It wasn't bad. But I did a little cursory research on the internet about this Gleason scale, you know, how you count, you know, the rating of the risk of the cancer and everything. But anyway, they told me that I met the urologist, and they said that, well, he found a little cancer, and he said a lot of places, and it was like 7 on the scale. So they immediately, you're on an assembly line, they said, well, we'll march you out there and we'll get you set up for surgery. And so I financially, and because I have a family history of cancer and financially the forecast, you know, so I went ahead with it. But I was there at the desk looking down at the papers, and there were 4 sheets, and on 3 of those, 3 of the sheets it said 0%, on 1%, on one it said 1%, and I didn't see the others, so I got in and met the doctor, and they said, well, that's precancerous, and so anyway, I had the surgery done, and really what it is the prostate is about the size of a walnut, and they put about between 80 and 100 of these things that are about the size of a grain of sand. So at the end of the day is you have if nothing else, you have an enlarged prostate. So you're up in the middle of the night and everything, so it's I don't know whether it's beneficial or not, but there's, you know, you'll never be the same after you have it done, no matter what.
Oh, Kent, that's
well, thank you for calling and letting us know and giving that testimonial. It's so important, I think, for other men to know that. And I'm sure you know now that you never had prostate cancer. That's what they told you, that you never had prostate cancer.
Here's another interesting thing. You said it's an old man's disease, and I was actually, after I had it done, I was talking to somebody who knew who had actually worked in the Vatican, in Vatican City, you know, and he said that all the bishops or the cardinals had that done. Of course, you know, those are really old guys, so there's another little anecdote that might be of interest to you. He said all the bishops and cardinals had that done, so you know, they're probably, you know, they most of them are 80 or 85 years old or something, you know, so.
Amazing. All righty, we are going to a break. We will be right back, and after a word from our sponsors.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today has been Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com or drjenniferdaniels.com. People, you need to listen to her audio files and really get an education. People who have served in the military, I don't mean to pick on Greg, but people who have served in the military tend to be very obedience trained, and you don't need to go to the doctor if you're not sick, and even if you're sick, there are ways to heal yourself. Oh, okay. Your comments to Kent. What a story.
Yeah. My comment is that you just have to not worry about, look at it this way. Whatever problem you have, the medical system is not the answer.
Exactly.
The other thing is most problems you have, whatever problem you have, you're going to get an outcome as good or better by doing nothing. And that's with at least 89% of the cases. And so look at it this way. If you've been to the doctor once, that means you got to stay home the next 9 times you decide to go. And then you're ready to go another time. And if you're rational like that, you're going to be surprised at just how well your body's going to do. Now, I have a book coming out, and it's called The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. And yes, that's the book. Going to put it on Kindle, sell it for a very low amount, 99 cents, $3. I don't think anything over $3. I really want people to just understand this stuff, and I want it to be very accessible, where if your relatives say to you, oh, that's crazy, you can tell them, hey, go to Kindle, $3, read that, then we can talk about it. And, you know, for me, it's really an incredible experience or journey, because I went from being, you know, one of those doctors who was in charge of murdering people. That was basically my job, to murder people. And I realized what it was. You know, I got out of it with a little bit of help. I got out of it. And now I want people to understand really what they're looking at, what they're facing. And all it takes is a change in your outlook, and your health will instantaneously improve.
Right. One more question from the chat room. Somebody wants to know if there's any kind of protocol to get off of high doses of venlafaxine. I can't pronounce it.
Antidepressant. Yeah. I believe that's an antidepressant, a.k.a. Effexor. That's the generic dose, the generic name. So the first step is to detoxify yourself. And that would be, you know, you could go over my site, vitalitycapsules.com, you can start with Vitality Capsules. Next step would be, you know, eating some food that is very high in nutrition. For that, you could get my cookbooks, Healing Recipes, Dr. Daniels. And then I have the book, Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful, which is actually a very nice summary of natural healing in very readable layman's terms. I disguised it as a beauty book because I was leaving the country and I didn't want to attract too much attention at the time. But those are some three ways to start very inexpensively.
Right.
Start tapering yourself off.
Thank you so very much for being on the program today, and I highly recommend that people listen to your audio files and get re-indoctrinated that we do not need to rush to the doctor every time that we have a hangnail or a cold or something. Ridiculous.
Or know what's waiting for you when you get there.
Right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.
Thank you.